English from Chesterfield, England. Stand by to see Patricia play for Living Room Furniture, valued at $5,010. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird, valued at $19,320 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Good to have you here with us. Delighted. Thank you for joining us on Sale of the Century. You're a nice group over there. Thank you. We'd like to welcome back a very fine champion, Patricia McCandless. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Originally from England, but you have not lost your English accent, though I know you spend a lot of time here.
Well, I find I get better treatment in restaurants if I keep it.
Oh, yes, I would. That's right. If you call for a reservation with that accent, you're going to get the best table in the place. Good player here. You decided to put your money in the bank, $55, so you need a win with another $120. It's a bit away, but you could do it. You could have that living room set worth over $5,000 and, of course, bigger and better things up the line. All set?
I sure am.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Very nice.
You
all
should just go right off on the Indian.
Why not?
Who did you bring us?
This man leads a double life from Ojai, California. Give a big hand to Jack Kaiser.
Hi there, Jack.
And next, he's a lover of longevity from Las Vegas, Nevada. Say hello to Frank Laspina.
Hi there, Frank. Intriguing intro there, Summer. See you a little later with some bargains. Frank, you are a lover of longevity. What does that mean?
Yes, I am, Jim, and I practice what I preach, which may be why no one has ever taken my age for being over 50. Or it may be because I'm actually only 36.
Oh, okay, but you're hoping to make it. You have a great voice. You do radio or something?
I do some commercial voiceover work in Las Vegas.
I get you have a very nice voice. Good to have you here with us, Frank.
Thank you.
Jack, you lead a double life.
Oh, yeah, I look kind of conservative, and I dress kind of conservative, and on the weekends I get on my motorcycle and put my leathers on and go out and generally get crazy.
Now, you and Summer. She has a motorcycle.
Oh, great.
Get out and just go scooting around with the Summer there, Jack. Nice to have you here
Sounds
with us.
Sounds good to me.
Good luck to Walter. Sure, we can talk about married, three kids. Okay, Jack. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is, of course, the champion. Gets into some great shopping. Let's get going. What musical gave us the songs Do, Re, Mi, and Patricia?
The Sound of Music.
Now, the music it is. $5 for the correct answer. Patricia goes to 25. Americans are required to submit their tax returns by the 15th, Frank?
Of April.
April it is, and Frank, it's his first 5 to 25. Name the European capital where you'd find the Trevi Fountain. Patricia.
Rome.
Oh, she's in the travel business. You got that one, yes. Rome it is, Patricia to 30. Finish this line by Kipling. East is east, west is west. Frank?
And the twain shall never meet.
Yes, we'll accept that. Never the twain shall meet. Anything like that, our judge says, if you got the words, you got it right. You got another 5, going to 30. In a game of blackjack, what is the number that you don't want, Patricia?
15.
No. Oh, she's a good player. She says, I don't want to hit 15. No, it's which one don't you want to go over? You don't want to go over 21. So you lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 25. And that's a break for Frank, because it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Frank, you know there's a sales surprise, maybe, with a cash bonus at any time. You have a $5 lead over Patricia, $10 lead over Jack. Can we interest you in this?
Frank, here's a great gift. This adorable stuffed bear, a furry friend you'll find unbearably cute, soft, and huggable, and nearly 5 feet tall, furnished by Abercrombie & Fitch. This bear is normally priced at $600, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Frank, I got to check your card here. Now, it says you're married, but I didn't hear anything about children.
We're working on it, Jim. Oh, we're doing the best we can.
Oh, good. I'm glad, but that's another story. But would you be interested in the stuffed bear? Because you never know. You might have children soon, and you could use the bear. Frank can't make up his mind. I'll tell you what I'll do. Take the $600 bear, just for future reference, for only $5, you'll be in a tie with Patricia, and I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it since you don't have any children now. Going once! He'll buy that, all right. You got a bear, $200 in cash, $800 bargain for just $5. Knock that off your score. Enjoy that. You're in a tie with Patricia. What, name the second Beatles film in which, Frank?
Hard Day's Night.
No, which fanatics attempt to recover a sacred ring from Ringo. The second one was Help, Help. And Frank loses 5-20. Now Patricia's got the lead all to herself. Mexicans call this river, the Rio Bravo, Frank?
Rio Grande.
That's what we call it, the Rio Grande, and you've got the $5 right back. Yes. Name the English writer who created Hercule Poirot. Frank?
Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie it is. Well, a couple in a row, Frank is back in the lead. Yeah. Wow. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for a pick of that Fame Game board. Buzz in. A lot of good things up there. We're looking for a famous person. I am a musician-composer born in 1943 in New Mexico. A record producer suggested I change my name to my present one. I play 12-string acoustical guitar. 1965, I replaced Chad Mitchell in the trio, and I wrote, Frank?
Kenny Rogers.
Incorrect. No dollar value. I said you're playing for a pick of the board. You stay at 30, but I'll clear the board, continue for Jack and for Patricia. I replaced Chad Mitchell in the trio, and I wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane. 1971, my song Take Me Home, Country Roads sold 1 million copies. Jack!
John Denver.
John Denver it is, and Jack buzzes in at a good time because he's got himself a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there, Jack. You'll get what's behind the one you choose.
Okay, let's try number three.
And behind number three, we have hair care products. Endless quality personal care appliances for the whole family designed for travel or home use. An assortment of hair helpers for your beauty needs furnished by Endless.
A lot of hair care products, $350 worth. They're yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. I mentioned with John Denver, he changed his name. I can't imagine why. It was originally Henry Dutchendorf. I can't imagine why he changed it. Take me home, Henry Dutchendorf. We'll be right back. Frank at $30, Patricia at $25, Jack at $20. Let's get back to business with this. What is the term of office for a U.S. senator? Frank?
6 years.
6 years? He was trying to debate which one he was going to say. Six it is, and you are right for another five. Name the Washington, D.C. library that's the largest in the world. Frank?
Library of Congress.
It is indeed, and Frank goes to 40 now, pulling it out a little bit for a $15 lead over Patricia. From what nation did your parents emigrate if you are a Nisei? Patricia.
Japan.
Japan is what it is. The champion is her front. She goes to 30. There are 206 of them in the human body, and the largest, Frank?
Bones.
The largest is the femur, I was going to say, and bones is what it is. Frank goes to 45. Yeah. Well, Frank, you did some buying with a slender lead. Now you've stretched it out a bit. You've got a $15 lead over Patricia. Oh, Frank, you might like this.
Frank, you'll watch twice as much television with his and her TVs. They're 19-inch color sets with one-button picture balance control and illuminated channel indicators, furnished by Sharp. And, of course, this one is the nicer TV. This fabulous pair is normally priced at $878. Today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $10.
Oh. Frank, would you like... Two TVs, $878 worth of two color televisions for just $10. You've got a $15 lead. You would still have a $5 lead. I'll tell you what I'll do, Frank. They think you should buy it. I heard some applause out there. I'll make it an over $1,000 bargain because, again, I'll give you $200 in cash. $1,078, you still have a lead. He will buy. Enjoy the TVs. Enjoy the cash. And it costs you just $10. Yeah, yours does look better. That's right. Down to 35. What mammal is named in the title of the Strauss opera, Die Fledermaus? Patricia.
The bat.
The bat it is. And Patricia ties Frank for first place at 35. In the comics, who was the son of Mammy and Poppy Yoakum? Jack?
Oh,
it's that heavy literature, Jack. That'll get it. Little Abner Yoakum. I'm sorry about that, Jack. You can lose five. In many ways, it's a compliment. You're down to 15. The Collegiate Church of St. Peter in London is better known as, Patricia?
Westminster Abbey.
Where are you from, Patricia?
Westminster Abbey.
Oh, you're from there, too? Yeah, I just wondered. You're right. It is Westminster Abbey. You go to 40. Of course, Patricia's from England. What name is given to the principle that says in a hierarchy every employee tends to raise to the level of his position?
Parkinson's law.
No. That's only in England. No, here, going to the level of his incompetence is the Peter principle. I tried to give you a hint by saying what principle. Oh. You lose five on that, Patricia. Sorry about that. Name the American city known as the automobile capital of the world, Frank.
Detroit.
Detroit it is, and Frank goes into the lead. Yes. I don't know if you read this in the paper, but it's true. Recently in Detroit, a crowd formed when a man threw, I won't say his name, but he threw all of his possessions out of his apartment. The 16th story apartment. Everything went. The bed, the couch, the refrigerator. He said it was just one of those days. The police didn't know what to charge him with, so they charged him with littering. That's a lot of littering. We'll be right back. Frank in the lead of 40. The champion trails by a little bit at 35, but not out of it. And Jack certainly not out of it at 15. Not with a $15 money card up on the board right now as we look for a famous person once again with the fame game. I am an American politician born in Ceylon, Minnesota in 1928. My political career began in 1960 when Governor Freeman appointed me Attorney General of my state. In 1964, I was appointed Senator to replace Hubert Humphrey when he was elected Vice President. I campaigned for the 1976 presidential nomination, but instead ran with Jimmy Carter and was elected Vice President of the United States. I ran for president. Frank!
Walter Mondale.
How soon they forget. Yes, Walter Mondale. Yes, that's
what I was thinking.
Frank, you've got yourself a pick of the board.
Number six.
And behind number six, we have a laundry center. Frigidaire Skinny Mini Laundry Center with family-sized washer and dryer and one compact cabinet loaded with features including variable water miser control and flowing heat drying system. Frigidaire appliances here today, here tomorrow.
That sounds like something you wanted.
Oh, that's unbelievable, yes.
What's
yes.
Right? It is $750 worth, and that is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. You were looking out in the audience. Is your wife with
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh, so she's out there flashing. Pick that one, pick that one. Well, you've got the lead right now, and you've got yourself that washer and dryer. Back to business with all three of you. Name the New York State prison, which in 1971, Jack?
Sing Sing.
Oh, erupted into one of the bloodiest riots in U.S. history. That was Attica. Attica. Quick buzzer cost you, Jack. You lose another five. In the North Pacific, they're called typhoons. What are they called, Jack?
Hurricanes.
In the Atlantic, this time the quick buzzer was right. Hurricanes is exactly what it is. Got that $5 right back. What four words are missing from this 1964 film title? It's a blank, 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 blank world. Frank!
Mad. Mad, mad, mad.
Right, 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 right. Yes, you got another five, Frank. Another 45. Frank, you've set your lead out to $10 again. You bought before... Oh, Frank, where you live in Nevada? The desert is nearby? Oh, Frank, take a look at this.
Frank, take the high road to adventure with a three-wheeler. Features include electric starter, manual clutch, and a five-speed transmission. It's built for durability and enjoyment from Burbank Kawasaki. This great bike is normally priced at $1,619. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, is that fun? I mean, for somebody living in Nevada, this should be a lot of fun. Frank, you've got a $10 lead. It's $1,619 normally. I'm not going to sell it to you for $15. You will be trailing by $1 if I sell you this bike for $11. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I thought he might like that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Thought you might like that. Living out in Nevada. Frank didn't want to buy the three-wheel motorbike, but he's already got over $2,600 in cash and prizes for the day. Well, that brightens him up a little bit, and he's got the lead. Frank at 45, Patricia at 35, Jack at 15. Back with us. Name the prophet of the Old Testament who led the Hebrew people to the edge of... Patricia?
Moses.
To the promised land, Moses it is, and Patricia goes to 40. Scientists have predicted that it will fall around the year 2015, Frank.
Halley's Comet.
Oh, because it leans more and more each year. Uh-oh. Name that terminally tipping tower. Leaning Tower of Pisa, and the quick buzzer cost Frank five, and we've got a tie between Frank and Patricia. He was a Pinkerton detective for 8 years, then began writing detective novels like The Maltese Falcon. Frank?
Dashiell Hammett.
That's right. He was a detective for 8 years. It is indeed Dashiell Hammett. And Frank back in the lead by five. Well, players, somewhere up there, Jack, don't be discouraged, because somewhere up there is a $25 money card now with a third and final crack of the fame game. Looking for a famous person. I am an American author born in West Virginia in 1892 with the maiden name Seidenstriker. I grew up in China where my parents were missionaries. Jack.
Pearl Buck.
Pearl Buck is right. Jack gets a shot at that $25 money card right now. Matter of fact, all the money cards are up there, Jack, and it is your pick of the board.
Okay, we're going to go for number eight.
And behind number eight, we have $10.
Four and the number nine.
Nine, the big $25 money card, but Jack got back into it as we add that $10 to his score. He goes to 25, and indeed, anyone can win it as we finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Frank in the lead at 45, Patricia at 40, Jack at 25. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What name is given to the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Frank.
Bill of Rights.
Right. In Shakespeare, who was Juliet's boyfriend? Patricia.
Romeo.
Right. Name the most common fungus used in the making of beer and bread. Jack.
Yeast.
Right. How many does a stitch in time say? Frank.
Nine.
Right. What color is the flag of truce? Jack.
White.
Right. In the Bible, who was said to be the first man and father of the human race? Patricia.
Adam.
Right. In what month is the American president inaugurated? Frank.
January.
Right. Name the country that manufactures MiG fighter planes. Jack.
Soviet Union.
Right. In what war was there a famous Battle of Shiloh? Jack.
Civil War.
Right. Name the American inventor known as the Wizard of Menlo Park. Frank.
Thomas Edison.
Right. What federal agency is known by the initials FDA? Patricia.
Federal Death Agency.
Wrong. Who was our president during the Cuban Missile Crisis? Frank.
John F. Kennedy.
Right. What European nation colonized much of the world with its conquistadors? Jack.
Spain.
Right. What is the capital of Oregon? Frank. Time is up, Frank, but you didn't need it. You have won it. Congratulations. Back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, and our rule is on that last one was he did not start the question, so he didn't get a chance to fail. I'm sure he knew it. The capital of Oregon is Salem, and the FDA, though we all go in debt, Patricia, it's the Food and Drug Administration. You think of the government, you think of debt. I don't know why she does, friends. Got to say goodbye to our outgoing champion. Patricia, thank you. You've been a fine champion. I hope you had a good time with us.
It was great.
Thank you. And Jack, you got yourself the hair supplies, and with the cash in front of you, you had a good one-day total, $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
But Frank Lastina cleaned up all along the way, and he may clean up again. He's going shopping with me. Come on, Frank. Well, congratulations. You picked up a lot of things, and now you can maybe pick up a little bit more. Forget about the price. Normally it would cost $85. You've got $70, but say yes, and you can have this.
If nostalgia isn't what it used to be, try this sensational jukebox. Combines the stereo sound of today with the nostalgic design of yesterday. 100 selection phonograph with a look-in window to watch the record spin. Furnished by Circle International. And this jukebox, normally priced at $3,495, it's yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85, but as I said, you've got $70, but forget about that price. You're $15 short, but you are entitled to that first level prize. All you have to do is say yes, and you can take that and leave. Or put your money in the bank, $70. You would need $105 more dollars and another win, and you could have this.
Add a little life to your living room with a beautiful three-piece grouping. The accent is on contemporary living with this sofa and matching love seat in luxurious leather. With an elegant table of chrome and marble from Finlandia. This living room grouping, normally priced at $5,010, it's yours on sale of the century for only
$175. $175, sit down, make yourself comfortable, it could be yours. $175 with a beautiful furniture, but you're $105 away from this. So you got to think about it. Do you want to take the chance and come back and try to win this? Now, one thing you have to see, I mean, of all the nice prizes, this has got to be one of the best. Get the $530, Frank, you can drive away in this.
Put the excitement back into driving with a beautiful new Thunderbird. The 30th anniversary edition of a classic American car. Keyless entry, luxurious interior, and a completely electronic dash highlight this limited edition from Galpin Ford. This great car, normally priced at $19,320, it's yours on sale of the century for only $530.
Oh, that's a great, great car. And Frank, if you get up to $750, we'll give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $60,000.
$15,099 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But Frank, your decision now is this. You have $70. It's enough for you to buy the jukebox, put your money in the bank, $105 away from the living room set. You think about it for just a moment. champion Frank Lospino, and I must say he has really been agonizing over this decision because he likes that jukebox. He's already got over $2,600 in cash and prizes, and if you say yes with your $70, you can take that jukebox and leave. However, next thing up the line, living room set is next, is nice, but you are $105 away from that. Tough decision, Frank. What's it going to be? Take the jukebox and leave with everything else you've picked up, or put the money in the bank, taking the risk that you can continue to win?
Jim, you were wrong. I don't like the jukebox. I love it. But I'm a newlywed, and my wife would love to have that living room set, so I'm going to take a crack at it.
So he's going to put his money in the bank and come back. We'll add another $1,000, $61,000 in the cash jackpot.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct.